From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is promising to always look out for America's troops, echoing that message today at Fort Bliss, Texas. 2 years ago, he visited Bliss the day he announced an end to the U.S. combat role in Iraq. Well, he's pledging the same for troops in Afghanistan, where he said the U.S. presence will still be felt.
Even as this war ends, we will stay vigilant so Afghanistan is never again a source for attacks against America. Never again.
The president's remarks come at an especially sensitive time in Afghanistan, where attacks on coalition forces by members of Afghan security are rising. President Obama is expected to tour hurricane-ravaged areas of Louisiana on Monday. His Republican challenger Mitt Romney was there today, along with fellow Republican Governor Bobby Jindal. Hurricane Isaac survivors along the Gulf Coast are spending this day examining what's left of their homes. Neighborhoods are underwater in parts of Louisiana, and much of the state is still without power. NPR's Greg Allen is monitoring developments from New Orleans.
Isaac had winds over 70 miles per hour and sat over southern Louisiana for a day and a half before moving slowly north, bringing flooding to dozens of communities. In Plaquemines Parish, south of New Orleans, water is draining back to the Gulf through a breach authorities dug yesterday in a levee there. Officials say they may breach the levee in several more places. Louisiana's largest power company, Entergy, says it brought in more than 1,000 out-of-state workers to help restore power throughout the region. They'll be working 16-hour shifts and will place first priority on restoring power to hospitals, police stations, and fire stations. In Plaquemines, authorities made a grim discovery last night. A man and woman were found drowned in their home, the first known fatalities here from the storm. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the nation's unemployment rate is a grave concern, and the Fed will do more to help bolster the economy if required. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports on Bernanke's speech in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
With unemployment stuck above 8%, Bernanke describes the U.S. economy as far from satisfactory. He offers no specifics, but says the Fed should not rule out new policies to try to jumpstart the job market. Scott Brown is chief economist at Raymond James & Associates.
We've sort of been in this gray area where the economy is recovering. You know, if we were at full employment, things would just be great. But the problem is we're not at full employment. We've got a lot of people that are unemployed, and we've got to get those people back to work.
Brown expects the Fed to announce steps at its September meeting. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 90 points at 13,091. NASDAQ Composite Index gaining 18 points, more than 0.5% before the close of 3,067. And the S&P 500 also gaining 7 points. This is NPR News. The New Jersey community is mourning the deaths of two people killed just over 12 hours ago in a mass shooting at a supermarket. Police say a 23-year-old man, an ex-Marine, left his shift at the Pathmark store in Old Bridge Township and returned a half hour later armed with an AK-47 assault rifle and handgun. They say he opened fire on more than a dozen co-workers, killing two of them before he took his own life. Police are still trying to determine a motive. NASA pays tribute to a giant in space exploration. Hundreds of NASA employees, former astronauts, and members of the public gathered at the Kennedy Space Center to remember Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon. Armstrong died last Saturday at age 82. From member station WMFE, Matthew Petty reports the Space Center's director paid tribute to the man he called a personal hero.
Standing next to a wreath and photo of the Apollo 11 commander in front of a replica of the lunar module, Bob Cabana said Armstrong was an astronaut of the highest caliber. He said Armstrong never dwelled on his remarkable accomplishments or sought the limelight.
He was a teacher with a passion for aeronautics and space exploration who wanted to share his knowledge and his experience and see us continue to be a world leader in this area.
Cabana said Armstrong's small step for man cemented his place in our hearts and history forever, but it was just the start of a long journey in the continued quest for space exploration. A private memorial service for Armstrong was held in Ohio. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Petty at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 90 points at 13,091. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.